put you on the spot, but you know, it helps everybody here. Thanks, Bruce.
Huge project. One of the things that I really want to talk about, and this is something that I know that rumor mill has been going around about, is the mailboxes. And is Chris Qualls here? No. Thought he was going to make it today. Okay, and if you don't know, on the south end of the runway, in the front, or I guess the right-of-way of Chris Qualls' property, there is a row of mailboxes. I don't know the number exactly, but it's probably in the tune of 28 to 36, somewhere in there.
31.
There's 31 mailboxes, thanks, Joe. How'd you know that? Great. Anyhow, over the last, I would say, 6 months, Joe, is that about right? So over the last about 6 months, we have, Joe's really headway this project is really just headstrong on the whole thing, has gotten a hold of the county, he's gotten approval from our postmaster. Currently sitting right now, we're waiting on Waller County Legal to approve the spot where they're going to be able to we'll be able to place our mailboxes, which, by the way, are lockable boxes. They also have spots to place parcels, and those, I don't know if you're familiar with those parcel boxes, but they'll just leave a key inside your mailbox, and you'll be able to pull that out and pull your parcels, as opposed to getting the orange ticket every time and running down into Brookshire to get your, you know, larger parcels that may be delivered. I think this is mere speculation at this point, but we think that the tie-up is that they're waiting to find out what the building project is on the south side and why Gadsner is so in disarray right now. They're waiting to find out what the road plan is, and that's why it's just kind of been out of our hands. And as far as pricing goes on those mailboxes, once we get them put in, we're just planning on charging a one-time fee, something similar to what a post office box would be for a year. And of course, there'll be maintenance on those boxes. Eventually something will happen, and then you'll need to get a hold of us somehow. But we're gonna need to create some sort of reserve to hold, be able to maintain those boxes, because you know, sometimes those things break and they get broken into and things happen to them. So we'll have to figure out what that'll be. We already have purchased the boxes out of our own funds, so we're just putting a holding place on those. And basically what's going to happen is as we set the boxes up and get them going, and you request a box, we'll start charging as we get each person to own to one of those boxes. Oscar, you have a question?
I do. Justin, you just used the word our own funds. I would like some clarification as to which funds those were.
Not the association funds.
Thank you.
Just for clarity, I was waiting for that, Joe. Thanks. Joe Raley wrote the check for these mailboxes.
Thank
out of his
you,
own
Joe
money,
Raley.
So.
Mailboxes will go in, and they'll be nice and secure boxes. I think Sloan is going to help us out a little bit.
Yay.
With maybe even putting a cover over it. And,
yeah, we're trying to make it to where you can actually pull your vehicle in, and you're not subject to being run over or trying to play Frogger or any of those games, you know. So
that's the way it's
kind of been something running along down the pipeline that I'm glad we're able to address.
One additional comment, there are two other locations that could be available should the county frustrate our efforts down there on Gassner Road. If anybody's interested in where those locations are, you're more than welcome to meet me after the meeting.
Thanks, Oscar. All right, another big change for the year. A few of us got together and kind of reworked a project that had been around Sport Flyers, I guess. And somebody can help me with the date on this, but within a 20-year period, there's been talk of removing power lines, and this was on our north end of the runway. We were able to ascertain donations from our members, contact CenterPoint, put a project list together, and we were able to get that project completed. It's paid for. We're waiting for the work to be conducted at this point, so over the next few weeks, I assume, you'll notice that those power lines will come down. They're going to take our visibility balls that are hanging on there right now and place them on the south end of the runway, so those will be visible again. If anybody didn't know, when we had the freeze, the balls froze, crashed to the ground, and broke. So That's why there's none on the south side right now. But we have spares, and they're going to go from the north side to the south side. So we're really excited to see that project happen. And thank you, Oscar, for pointing out the down guy wire that we needed to change and address. So we took care of that and fixed it with Project 2. And so we'll make headway with that here pretty soon. Go ahead.
I would also like to comment that, again, another one of those issues where had more of us known, more of us could have contributed to that particular endeavor. I found out about it after it was a fait accompli. My apologies. Perhaps I wasn't paying attention, but I don't recall being asked. I've got no problems.
All right.
They were going to ask, and I own that lot.
Which lot is that? I'm sorry. I don't.
Corner.
Can you? I don't know your name. I'm sorry.
My name's Kevin Hall.
Okay, Kevin. Which lot is yours on the end?
Fourth corner.
Uh-huh. And did you want to donate to the project?
No, I don't want the wires down.
Okay. Well, guess
why
what?
Why do you not want the wires down?
The ones in the middle of the runway are not as big a concern, but the ones that go along my lot, I plan on using when I build my building to tap into for power.
You still have access to the power. What does it matter where the lines are?
I was saying I was not asked. It was not part of my plan while I'm planning to build my building. It was done without my knowledge.
It's probably a like that. He's on my back that they wouldn't be putting power. That's not what it could be.
That is correct. It is a right way from Center Point. And any person could have actually called Center Point and had the lines removed out of their own pocket. That's the fact. I'm sorry that there's a misconception with that, Kevin, but they're just removing it more so for the fact that we land south mostly, and those wires are a hazard for an increase in safety was the reason why we did it, put it together.
Been there for 40 years. Most of our airports have runway lights too, or runway wires too.
No,
they don't. Well, we're improving this place.
Mm. Yeah. So you say.
Do you know that there was you know Dominic Sopsa?
I'm sorry?
Do you know Dominic Sopsa on Channel 2?
Yeah. No.
Okay, her father ran into those wires and nearly died. Brooks pulled him out of a flaming airplane. The wires should have come down 20 years ago, but they didn't.
Amen.
It's time to move them down. Let's get them down.
Respectfully request that you move on.
Okay, let's talk about future projects, things that have just come across for ideas. One of the ideas that I received was our signs on our roads are getting kind of faded and torn up a little bit, and some of them are even flipped over or falling. Speed limit signs have kind of just been turned and so forth. And I just kind of want the communal opinion on as to how you feel about handling that. I know we probably need to update some of them. Does anybody have any opinions on that? Because it's kind of been a... just an item for the future here. So if anybody has anything to say, be good.
My recollection is somebody did the last patch out of their own pocket. I forget who it is. Kudos to them.
Virgil?
Yeah, Virgil did a great job. You're right there going out. I mean, I'd be willing to contribute to
this. Okay. Just something I think we need to get around to. Segueing into that entire conversation, again, I kind of brought it up. And I know everybody notices, not just me speaking on a microphone about this, the excessive speed that we see on these roads is absolutely, it's getting out of hand. And I don't want to, you know, be the, you know, guy shaking his fist at every car that goes past. I fall, and you're fine to do it, because I'm fine that you do.
Paintball, yeah, too. I want a paintball. Yeah, we've been talking about that.
Those tracks line.
Yeah, when they did Gassner, they were going to do a good job, but clearly they did not. So every time a truck goes by, and I'm sure there's been at least two trucks that have gone by, i.e. dust.
Yes.
So it's really getting tiring of eating dust. So
I think with these roads, I'm sorry, we all do, especially when they're going fast.
Yeah, it's extremely important that all of us as the members and owners that live here or have a building here, whatever it may be, we really have to try and make a concerted effort to do it on our own. Road maintenance in itself, I mean, and we're going to get to the section where we, you know, talk about budgetary things. I don't have the projector today. For some reason, I couldn't get it set up. I was having a little bit of hard time with it, and it honestly just got slept on the or pushed on the back burner and never got to it. So I'll try my best to talk about budgetary things today. And what I intend to do is send an email to everybody that Chris's update, essentially, and I'll try to go through it as best I can through email from my phone and then read from that and try to just send it to everybody so we can follow along, and I can do that pretty quick. After we get done with this, you know, section of future projects, I'd like to take a few minute recess so everybody can take a break, and it's a fairly long meeting today, so we'll get to take a moment for yourself, so forth. But beyond that, I wanted to talk about road maintenance. And last year alone, I mean, we were getting really close to a third grading on the roads. Ms. Weiss, by the by, I am sorry about your speed bump. I don't intentionally tell those guys when they're grading out here, it's really hard, apparently, for them to be able to get over what you put together. And I'm not in...
I mean, we hate to have a speed bump, but I have a little granddaughter that's up.
No, I understand this, yeah.
And people that fly down the road at 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, we have to
do something. I mean, if they don't want a speed bump... Slow down.
I like speed bumps.
Well, easy solution. Slow down.
I think that's where we're going with this, is that we have to do some sort of speed arresting devices. Maybe not bumps themselves, but I think table humps would be fine. And, of course, it would come down to we need to do this as a community project. We cannot hire this job because I'm guessing we're going to need 8 to 10 bumps on either side. And excuse me a second. And the cost of the hump itself, the table, they have – different speed ratings on each hump that are out there, and I'm assuming we would get one between the 10 and 15 mile an hour range, or just they're kind of a smaller bump. We just have to address it, and the fact that, you know, we can't play policemen out there and slow folks down. So in order to do that with pretty much the non-owners is what it comes down to. It's most of the time, most of the owners here I know are really respectful for what we have, because what it takes to maintain these things, I mean, our last year budget was $5,000 in road maintenance each time we have a grading done. And I just want to add for a second that Ray from Western Rock, who is Sloan's friend, he does the grading and gives us a hell of a deal at $2,500 per application. So, and he'll go up and down the road for an 8-hour full day on his machine. And I don't know if we could ever find a better price than that. So, anyways, where we're going with this is that we either got to grade the roads more or slow folks down. So, open the floor or anybody who has for discussion.
Paintball guns.
How about that?
Next suggestion.
Wi-Fi enabled, yeah.
Charles?
How about addressing the dust behind their car? That's what I find most annoying.
Well,
keep up so we can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, I can't help it.
Charlie, I know what they do, and so, I can touch on this a little bit. My father-in-law and mother-in-law are both from Iowa, and they lived on dirt roads their entire life. What they used to do up there was they had this formulation of a tree sap, and they would put it down on a dirt road, and that would help in the dusty times of the year where it got really dry, and that seemed to work out pretty well. I don't know of anybody who applies that stuff in the state of Texas. I've heard of it before, but never seen anybody who actually does it. I would love to have that, too. It just makes a daggum mess with just about anything that's out there. Well, so.
Yeah, don't they apply oil?
Yeah.
They spray it with oil. Stop that.
The whole oil application is, yeah, they stopped doing that, too. Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
I would absolutely love speed bumps out there. I don't know if this would do any good or not, but I hear just maybe 2 days ago, I saw one of these 18-wheeler rock haulers. He had to have been doing 30 miles an hour. Yeah. I would bet money he was doing 30 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Now, what they do wrong, do they take a wrong turn? They're trying to get over there in this construction, but something happened, right? So the speed bumps are going to curtail that. But if, you know, this is my thinking, right? And I'm ignorant to it. I don't know how this stuff works. But if you put a sign, no trucks. Mm-hmm. The Amazon guys, the UPS guys, they go, well, I have permission. I go, so I ignore the truck sign. And if you need rock in your driveway, you call and you say, I need rock delivered to my driveway. Well, those trucks come through, but otherwise,
if a guy's going to actually read the sign, he's going to go, well, I can't go that way because there's no trucks. I really don't know. One more thing about speed bumps is I don't even care how many there is, because I love the idea of a speed bump. But it's a little bit more thought into the height, because, I mean, I tried crawling. I mean, like 0 miles an hour and just enough that I don't fall over, and I drug the bottom of my motorcycle. So to me, just the way that the speed bumps are put in, you know, that's important also.
Wouldn't it be all right?
Yeah, of course, the other thing is, too, and we're still going to have to maintain the road, so the grading still has to take place.
He's going
to
get
what's going to end up happening is, being that we're on a dirt road, gravel road, you're going to get divoted areas where those humps get put in, and that creates more of a hump to go over. Ms. Melody.
Okay, a couple years ago, Oscar brought up the fact of having these, like, it's tires that roll out, and they're chain, and when comes time to grade the road, you pull them back down. Roads graded, tires, the speed bumps are placed back in, so it's always there, and there's no problems. Just pulling them back off and putting them back on will be the only trouble. But
okay, yeah, I'm not really familiar with that, but yeah,
we can do that.
Yeah, that seems like a decent idea. Oscar.
So what she's talking about is I got some surplus skid steer treads, and I cut them in half, and I dragged them across the road, and they worked really well at getting people to slow down, because they're about 24 inches wide, and you're not going to go bumping your motorcycle all over them, okay? And that's what we did for about 4 months out here, and people started learning the lesson. Now, there were a couple times when people got out of their car and dragged them back out onto my lot. Hey, cool, appreciate it. But I can move them right back. Okay?
Steel stakes.
Well, that's when you start dealing with the commercial polyethylene, polypropylene speed tables, commercially available between $400 and $1,200, depending on widths and speeds and whatever. They actually hard mount into the ground with anchors that you break out an impact gun, run the screw in, run the screw out, drag them off, grade your road, put them back in.
Where do we find some skid steers?
I'm sorry?
Where do we find some skid steers?
Lot 77. They're out there in the safety zone. Thank you, Joe, for rearranging them in for me a couple of years back with your tractor, because they did get a little hinked over when somebody hit them with a tractor.
Let's get a work party.
Okay, so the general consensus is on this. I'm mostly seeing that the speed bumps would probably be in order for the roadways.
Aye.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of where it's going. Other than that, we're going to be at a third application of running a grader, which brings the bill up. You know, I was trying to space this out at six-month periods, but as you've already noticed, that our six-month period is really rapidly approaching. And trust me, I know those of you who live on Sport Flyers, I know your road isn't as good as Windsock. I know that, and I'm sorry that it is that way. I do want to address that to the folks that are over there. I think really what that is going to entail eventually is being able to get it hard packed again, get a vibratory roller in here again, like we would use for potentially runway this spring, pack it down after we get it graded properly, and then that hopefully will allow a longer term of less potholes. So we're hoping that might solve the issue. As you know, we can't haul a road team out here and hire them and keep that within our operating funds for the year. So, but something to address. So those of you on Sport Flyers, you're being thought about as well.
We need some more rock before they start grading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you have them put rock down and then grade it out?
Yeah.
Roll it?
I think part of the problem is that over the years, all that's happened is material has been put down on top of a problem. So
yeah, but right now,
probably what
down
needs
to almost grading across the drainage ditch on our side, the one that goes
that's
from
bad.
Across
yeah, I think the material that needs to
that's helping to drain the field that goes across to the ditch.
Some of it's washing out in there as well inside that ditch. So
everything
yeah.
is. So yeah.
Drop down that road for about a week And you'll see how aggravating.
I try to do it when I'm home almost at least once.
I
mean, maybe one of these.
I'm here and I'm like, oh my God.
There is a hope for maybe one of these days we can curb both sides of the road to keep the material where it needs to stay, and that may help. But we're not there yet. That's a fairly large project. I wish I had the quick Band-Aid for the situation, but Oscar, you got one more here, and we're going
to
move on.
I'd like to make a final point about the since we've discussed the runway and we've discussed the roads, people who don't necessarily fly need to realize that the airplanes cannot fly slower or slow enough to avoid defects in the runway, okay? Cars can drive slow enough to avoid defects in the road.
That's correct.
Okay? So we need to concentrate on what this place is, an airport, and make sure that our runway is within specification, and then what we got left over needs to be put somewhere else. Can I get an amen about how the runway is the most important asset that we have out here?
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
There's a children aspect, though, and people dying from the speed on the road. So
that's right.
Yes. Which one's more important, speed bumps? I'll just throw that up there, or the runway. I know I'm a pilot, and I moved here to fly. Mm-hmm. I'm living the dream.
Your Amen. Son.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely are.
Slow down.
This is something that kind of been thinking about, and it's been talked about throughout the year, various residents. I don't have everybody's name based on this, but everybody knows SunTerra owns the property basically all the way around us right now, and soon to be here in the near future. I don't know the time length. Some of the projects have been taking longer than others. They've got the Seaside project already up and running. Their retention ponds going in. They should be putting up homes here sooner than later. What ends up happening here soon is when they work the north side, this is going to be the big one. The transgression of traffic from that side from Stockdick, which they're going to have an entrance in, as far as I know up to this point, and I only heard that through CenterPoint, and that was, of course, speculation, but he's working the plan underneath, Kip is his name, and he works for CenterPoint. He's the one that we talked to about getting the runway wire or the power lines taken down. But he is working with SunTerra in the plan over there and how they're planning to address the power concerns and so forth for that neighborhood. And I had asked him about, are they planning to use a roadway and to attach into this side? And we all know about the water tank that's getting put in and the well that's going to be put in that corner, but there still may be entrances to the neighborhood on this side. What that actually entails then is this point is if they build a new school on the south side, which they're intending on doing, is that Windsock and Sport Flyers Lane become the fast lane to Gassner, okay? And this is a private community, and we need to respect that for everybody who owns out here. And in order to do that, we need to make gates to close off our properties. And that is imperative. Thank you. Thank you.
Tell them about what just happened.
Oh.
And why?
Ooh, this is a doozy. Well, listen, we thought we were going to get most of the fighting out at the meeting, and just a joke, okay? But today, two folks pulled up in front of Greg House / Robert's place now. Welcome to the neighborhood, guys. Glad to have y'all. Thank you. Left their truck. I just happened to be on the south side of the runway coming across in my golf cart where I see a state trooper standing in front of Mike Kelly's hangar. And he said, did you see two guys running down the side of the runway? And I said, no, I didn't see them. And he goes, do you know whose truck that is? And I went to the front at Greg House's place, and it's a white Dodge 1500 pickup truck, rusted up, beat to hell. And I said, no, because that's not Greg's, that's not Robert's, and I don't know who that is. And they left their door running with the car on. So that's somebody up to no good. And he said, well, Red, which is Mike Kelly's, the guy with the Cub in Mike Kelly's hangar, said, hey, they ran off down the side of the runway. So I got on a golf cart real quick and just flew down the side, got out to the side of the road, and there they were sitting in front of Glenn's property. I had talked to Mickey Joe really quick, and she had said, no, she hadn't seen anybody. You must have seen them at some point.
I didn't until I got here.
Well, they were in your property. I said, hey, you left your truck running. and they didn't have anything else to say about it. They took off running. I had already talked to my wife. Right. Yeah, they tried to climb up into the trees in front of our property on this side. Of course, Bethany was already at home, you know, 410 pump action in hand. So, but of course,
did you get them?
No. Of course, I seen them go for the run, and they ended up in Anthony's yard. And Laura greeted them with a broom. My wife would have greeted them with a shotgun. So,
I thought they were
just joking today. But anyways.
Laura had just gotten home on that broom.
Yeah.
Taking care of our property, so that it looks nice. So. And I thought that they live in a long care place, so I asked them what they needed help, and they said they needed a trailer.
So yeah, quickly they, as I was going back northbound on Windsock, I could communicate with the officers as we were driving together. I said, there are about three hangars up on the right side. You can see them. And she took off in the squad car. We got up to the thing. I got to about front Chris Mills hangar, and I take off on the golf cart at a full sprint. And by the way, yes, for almost 40, I can still sprint. All right. Anyways, it didn't matter anyways, because Macho Man Anthony Savage over here picked the man over his head and put him back on the ground with ease. It just goes to show you folks that this is a private neighborhood. We have to protect this neighborhood. In order to do that, we need to do it together. We need to consider this project. I don't have cost line or basis, and I do know that when Sloan was here earlier, he had an idea about this where we could find a way to make them reliable, effective, and mostly inexpensive. So we'll touch on that later, and I would expect to see if anybody has anything else to say about it. I'd like to hear some discussion about it. Johnny, have you heard from
you yet? Yeah, I want to finish up on the apprehension earlier. My understanding, I heard that when all was happening, Laura was sitting there, she saw Anthony, she says, get him, Anthony!
Oh, that's right. You know, our wives had that effect on us, just like the good Belgian Malinois. He just, you know, she said sick him, and he got it. So. Yeah. Joe.
One of the things that I see with the gates at apartment complexes is we spend all this money, we open the gate through our phone or Wi-Fi or whatever, then the person right behind them can get through also.
Yeah, so most protocols, like at airports, I don't know if you're familiar with this as well, when you enter and exit a gate, there's like CIDA procedures, essentially. When you open the gate, you drive through the gate, you wait at the gate until the gate closes. That's the only way to really do that, to protect people from driving in behind you. Airports already have those procedures in place. I know that when I'm at work, I have to open and close the door. I have to open the door, close the door, verify the door locks, and then I can leave. And I guess I have that built-in mentality, but that's something we'd all have to adopt as well to protect our roads. Oscar.
So there are two items I'd like to address right now with regard to gates, specific to Windsock Lane. The owners on Windsock Lane only own half the road. Okay? The property owners on the other side of Windsock own to half the road. So any gates that we put up on Windsock Lane are going to have to incorporate access for the property owners on the other side of our road.
Yeah, that's correct. We'd actually have to have that signed off for those property owners as well. That is correct, Oscar.
Item number two regarding roads. If we're going to have literally thousands of houses with who knows what in them coming in and out with the potential to use sport flyers or Windsock, perhaps we should approach the county about paving our roads and giving them...
You know, you're only going to do that if they're public use roads.
Yeah.
And that's my point.
Can't put gates up.
Do we want to establish a committee to sit back and say, hey, is this something that we should explore with the county for common access and get them to pay the $500,000-some-odd it would take?
We have to dedicate those public roads in the county. We'd lose control over them.
Well, that's the question. Is control more important than potential. I'm just throwing it out there. Think about
yeah,
it.
Actually, that's I would like idea. To hear what a group response is to that. Does anybody feel that public roads are better than having our private roads? And I'll just go around the room, Joe.
The Gassner was redone, and look at how bad it is. You want those folks doing
yeah,
it?
Exactly. No, I agree with you 100%. So.
Yeah, I Todd. Think if you pave the roads, and if they've got to be public access then, because it's an airport, you're going to have to fence off everything. Now, what's the cost of the fencing as opposed to giving up the rest of it? And I'm not sure I want fence down the front of my place or the sides of my place or wherever.
Well, I want to speculate on something really quick, and I just want to put this out here. SunTerra does own that property over there, not all of it, and there are some broken up sections, and I need to look at the map actually again to get the most updated version of that. We think when they start building houses in there, they think there's going to be easement access on the backside of each property. They don't know if they'll fence in to where the middle of the road is on the backside, and if they do, well, then there's a fence there already, then we don't have the trouble of putting up a fence along that side of the road where the west side. So I don't know where that will really go, because right, we have T hangers in that section. There is another hangar home that is in the corner up there. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had forgotten his name. And there, and I believe Mr. Lake owns a property in the corner as well, on the corner of 362 and Windsock. So, anyways, I don't know where that's going to go. We have a couple options with that, with the gate options. Sport Flyers, we know we can accomplish that very quickly, but Windsock is a little more of a challenge because there's property rights to different owners along the way, and we will need to establish a committee to help build that workforce to be able to put that together, because it will not be just one person that will be able to handle that. I'm just going to quit for 1 second until the noise quits. That's what we're doing.
We don't need a 30-minute road discussion. We got some things we need to talk about.
Yeah, we're getting to that. You know, we're getting to that. Appreciate you. All right. Last thing to discuss with projects in the future here. We have drainage problems on our runway, as everybody knows. If it gets any bit of rain out here, we're getting to a spot where we need to consider running a land plane down the runway, getting whatever you would say, get our crown back. On the south end of the runway, especially on the west side, we really have a lot of water that builds up in that area through Trey Hamilton's place. Through,
I'm in a meeting.
Through Sloan's. When you're 99, you get this option. Very good. So we do need to consider what we're going to do in the future. I know that there's probably 100 different ideas on how we can drain this runway, but I think more appropriately, we're going to need a team of people that understand drainage really well and understand what this runway is to say, this will be your most effective thing to do that also bears the lowest cost. I mean, we have to figure that out, and we have to talk to the right people to do it. So does anybody have any opinions on drainage or how we can solve this issue right now? Because it's obviously apparent when it rains enough, and of course we get enough of that here in Texas. So anything?
I'm sure hydrologist.
Yeah, there's a lot of opinions, but you should hire somebody that
that's
professional.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get an idea on that. Okay, great. I'd like to take just a couple minutes here at least to fill my water glass, and then we'll go into at least to talk about the financial report for the year, at least the budget, and then any of those ideas from members that we might have based on budgetary items, and that shouldn't take too long at all. And after we get into that report, we'll go into our nomination of officers. So take a couple minutes here, and we'll be back at it in just a sec. All right, thank you.